proflowradio.com.
Go!
Shockwavesoundsflowradio.com. Internet Inferno. On demand and live pro in audio.
You know?
Hit it with Fofo Flow.
The internet's audible hotspot.
Yeah.
You are now tuned into the Pro Flow for Show. Internationally syndicated. Act like you know. With your host, Mr. Mad Max. Pro Flow for Show.
www.maxi.com.
Pro Flow for Show. Wireless phone interview feature presentation.
Pro Flow for Show. Pro Flow for Show. Pro Flow for Show.
Check this out.
All right. So I'm chilling with my homeboy. Can you introduce yourself, at least the name? And where they can find you at on the internet, and talk very calm so that they can catch every word.
What's up, everybody? My name is Real Rizzle. That's short for reality. You can find me on Facebook. Type in R-E-A-L, space R-Y-Z-Z-L-E, and go like that page for me, and just find my music on SoundCloud, the same thing, R-E-A-L, R-Y-Z-Z-L-E, and check that out.
Well, I appreciate you coming on the show, bro. I've only had one other Columbus, Ohio interview, and I believe that you are extremely official. I've seen what you're doing out here, and I love it. So I want to help to develop your career for you, you know what I'm saying? So
Thank you.
No doubt, man. Tell me a little bit about yourself when it comes to your style, your genre of music. You said you were like somewhat of a Christian rapper. I seen comedian thing, I seen actor, I seen a bunch of slashes, you know what I'm saying? What's going on?
Right, I'm just, when it comes to that, like I told everybody else, I'm just a son, you know what I'm saying? I'm a son of God. A son makes mistakes, and a son learns from his mistakes, so, you know, I'm just a son, but I've always, how it all started is it actually started with drawing, and I like to you know, draw pictures and create art from that way. And then I wanted to be an actor, so kind of like Tyler Perry. So I remember when I was younger, I was even writing plays and stuff about just certain situations in life and stuff. So I wanted to make movies, and then it became the music, and then I realized that all tied into one. And, yes. You know, like, I've been through so much in life to where the comedian thing, I remember you say, asked about the comedian thing, and, you know, like, I just remember, like, when going through hard times, you know, me and my mom would watch comedy shows, and you know what I'm saying? And, like, and nowadays, to me, if you go to a comedy show and, you know, you like, let a lot of stress off of your life, when you go to there, and you know, you get to be able to laugh and everything. And I got a lot of things. I've been through life so much that I can talk about that. I kind of put it in a comedy form because, you know what I'm saying, it's so depressing to where you have to just be real with yourself and real with people. And that's what I like about comedians. Like, they're real about their stuff and with people, and they just make hard times in life funny because it's just real. You know what I'm saying? There's really nothing we can do about it but laugh, because laugh is like a medicine to help us, you know what I'm saying? So, and I yeah, want to do sure. all those, I said I'm all those things because I just want to help people, because I have a heart for people. Make people laugh, you know, make music to help people, make movies to help people, you know, just like kind of like a Tyler Perry.
That's great. Well, you know, Tyler Perry is in a good place right now for doing that, so I think that would be a good person to look up to, most definitely. So what got you started with doing music, bro? Because you say you have a passion for writing plays, you have a passion for performing, you know what I'm saying? How did you develop into the music thing?
Well, at first, you know, it was worldly, so it was all about like respect and acceptance with people, you know, and just looking at the music, rap videos and everything. I wanted to be that because all I've seen in the videos is they have a lot of money, and you know, they have everything they want. So it's like, I want that. Plus, I want to, you know, my mom and I was struggling so much, I didn't want to struggle anymore. And I felt like being a rapper, you know, was something I could do to make a lot of money to help my family and take them places they never been and stuff. And so that was the motive at first. And it was just to be cool, you know, it was just to be something, like searching for my identity. You know what I'm saying? Like, And trying to be something that people like, something that people could look up to and admire and respect and be inspired by. So That's why it started. And the rappers I was listening to was like Cassidy. That was the first one. Lil Wayne. When it comes to being a rapper, like
yeah.
It was Cassidy and Lil Wayne and Eminem and Kendrick Lamar and Drake and, wow. and everything.
So you must have some real lyrical ability if that's the case.
Yeah, like I study them guys like every day, all day.
Absorb it.
Yeah, absorb everything. Even my friends that was rapping around me, like, because I was in groups too as well, and I was studying them. I had to study them and write something better to get on that and everything. And really, it's so crazy because I really felt like after I did that and I got to a good point, I got a lot of respect from people because I'm an introvert. You know what I'm saying? I'm not the type of person that,
really?
That was outgoing. Yeah, when I was
so younger, how? Go ahead.
Are you good? I was just a to myself person because so much struggles in life. You know what I'm saying? I'm not understanding how life's going, so you know it's kind of a little embarrassing to be like I'm struggling. Everybody, you know what I'm saying?
Everybody knows me.
Where, you know what I'm saying? But like the last thing I was about to say on that part was. I just realized that, you know what I'm saying? Because my mom was like, when she realized, because my mom was a Christian, but she kind of didn't know the Holy Spirit all the way. But at the same time, she came to a point in life where she's going to be celibate for me and herself and God and everything. So she was a Christian, and she was like wondering, like, when she became that, she wondered why are you listening to all this and listening to all that? And I didn't know why, you know what I'm saying? I'm feeling bad. But then again, I remember when I was 3 years old and my mom wasn't a Christian back then and she was bumping Tupac and Biggie and bumping Missy Elliott and Busta Rhymes and stuff when I was younger. So that's what happened. Like when I was 3 years old, I was already exposed to that music and didn't even know it. You know what I'm saying? I'm singing Dr. Dre and Snoop Dogg at 3 years old. So that's what, it was already in me. And then when I grew up, that's what it stuck with me because as a kid, that's all she would play around the house. I heard way back then. So then I realized that and was like, oh, so that's where it came from. You know what I'm saying? And I say that in my newest album called My Side of the Story, where here recently I came up with this idea 4 years ago. But long story short, I examined my whole life. So I can write about my whole life since I was zero all the way to now, like in a Nas type style. You know what I'm saying? Like how Nas does it, like Illmatic. I studied that. Yeah, I studied Nas and Kendrick Lamar, and it helped me make this album to write about my whole life story. And people will hear that when they listen to it. And I wanted to do that so people can know who I am. So already, so now when hits come out and singles come out, they already know my whole story. So they know me, you know what I'm saying, if they go listen to that. And I know that's going to help somebody out because it talks about all my struggles and all that and everything, man.
It's crazy, man. I understand where you're coming from. So what I want to know is, like, who is you kind of explained to me how you've been influenced by the family. You've named a bunch of names. What do you want to do aside from, you know, of course, being able to do everything that everybody wants to do? Specifically, what do you see yourself doing over the next couple of years with your music?
To be honest with you, like I'm trying to grind hard with the music for at least 2 more years and get out what I really want to put out. Because I'm telling you, man, like I got something that. Definitely, I'm not revealing yet, but I know as soon as I'm done with this project, like I'll be straight with music for good. And if I want to make music again, I can. But I definitely want to keep, you know, make music and to help people. But I also wanted to, just like I said about how Tyler Perry does, you know, movies. I want to do a lot, like music, movies, TV show. Like Martin Lawrence and Will Smith, you know what I'm saying? Because those type of things kind of help, you know, people, as especially me when I was younger, going through struggles and not knowing what to do. Watching Martin, you know what I'm saying? I mean, I'm just being real. We would watch Martin.
Yeah. Martin was one of the best TV shows. Yeah, Martin was the best TV shows in the world.
Right, and I always wanted that.
You know what I'm saying? Because I felt I
related to them so much. You know, I wanted a TV show of my own and stuff. And not only that, but to learn graphic design, to make video games, to make animated movies. You know what I'm saying? And to make...
So you're like a digital artist as well as a musical artist as well as a performer. You know, a physical artist, you know, to be able to use your body and do things that you want to do to make people understand you and learn your testimony. I can understand that.
Right. That's exactly what I can understand.
So tell me,
go ahead. The testimony is just, my main message, man, is just to help people find their identity in Christ with that spiritual and practical balance so they can be able to break the generational curses and when they start a family, you know, be able to tell to raise that family in the right way, because a lot of parents didn't do that with their kids, like my parents. Like, my mom did the best she could, but it wasn't a functional family to where I understood how to be a man at a young age. So that's why I was like lost a lot of my life, because, you know, the family wasn't together to help raise me up the right way. But they did the best they could, you know what I'm saying? But that's why I say Jesus is my father, because he really stuck with me through the whole time, the whole thing, and made me realize that he's my father. And yes, this happened in my life, but once I found my identity in him and realized everything that the Bible says is true about his promises for me, you know, that once I realized that, and I hit rock bottom a lot of times to realize that, once I realized that, I just want to share that to other people, because it's a lot of questions on how people are thinking about, like, how am I the generational breaker? Like, what do I do? You know what I'm saying? Like, people don't know who they are and their identity. And that's the main message to find that. Because once you find that, then you'll find your purpose on what God wants you to do. You know what I'm saying?
Yes. So I can understand totally how you feel. I've been looking for the Most High to direct my steps in every way I go. You know, it's very, very difficult, you know, especially if you're getting into the music industry. You know, you're going to meet people that are going to try to distract you. They're going to try to thwart you, turn you this way, turn you that way, tell you what to do. How have you been able to keep your identity alive as you've been going through this stage of success?
Bro, I didn't realize my identity until this year, bro. Like, I was going through so many seasons, bro. I was in a traveling ministry for about like 3 or 4 years straight. And I'm talking about, like, going through that and going through people and different types of scenarios and people's different personalities and all this crazy things you find out about what Christians be really doing. And
oh, man. Disappointing. It's disappointing to a certain extent. Yeah, you know.
And just been through so many disappointments in life and craziness in life that for me being still alive, that's how it just is. It's because I'm still alive. I don't know how I did it, but now that I went through all that and, you know, I realized my identity and the reason why is I'm able to do that is because I realized that people have to have a spiritual and practical balance, because some people could be too spiritual and not practical and less practical, and they could just be telling you about the Bible but ain't gonna help you out and how to walk, you know what I'm saying? Ain't gonna be there but just tell you what's in the Bible. But and then you got the people that's too practical and not spiritual. They just gonna tell you what life is, but they not gonna help you spiritually. So once you find that spiritual and practical balance, then you could be able to really, that's the only way I feel like you can really have a strong foundation once you get that together. You know what I'm saying? And that's what I'm still searching for that now. I'm still fighting for that. But I understand that I need that. And that's where the hope comes in. You know what I'm saying?
I agree with you, man. I agree with you 100%. I mean, a lot of people think that it's all about just following a Bible, you know. I mean, but when Jesus was on the earth, it wasn't really a Bible out there like that. You know, he was creating that thing for us. So, you know, we got to get on the streets and actually interact with the people like he was doing, you know. So I understand what you're doing, and I respect that 100%, my man. I wanted to ask you, you know, when it comes to the individuals that influenced you, you know, like, you've mentioned some hip-hop names, but I know they aren't the most influential individuals in your life? Like, who in the gospel industry has influenced you as well?
In the gospel, I would say, because I don't really listen to gospel rap.
Me either.
I ain't gonna lie, bro. I don't really listen to.
I don't do that. I don't do that.
Only one I really like, if it's because to me, like I said, I'm a son. Like you'll probably see gospel titles on me, but that's because somebody else typed it. You know, if you talk to me, I'm gonna tell you what's really real. I'm gonna tell you what happened today. I'm gonna tell you my ups and downs. Like it's not because I thought that before. You feel me? Like I thought that when I was in the traveling ministry and I seen gospel labels, I'm thinking like, man, these people. But then these people went through the same thing I've been through and probably the same way I am. You know what I'm saying? But they just hide it through the titles and all that. So that's why I'm kind of a little like, man, like I see that and I'm for that, but I'm not, you know what I'm saying? It's all the guy. Like I'm not labeling myself as nothing but a son. Like people, so you may see that, but I'm telling you for me, I'm just a son. So, but like when it comes to that, like I like Andy Mineo. That's and Lecrae's cool. I never really listened to Lecrae because, you know, I felt like I didn't want if a lot of people were listening to him, I didn't want to listen to him and then, like, you know what I'm saying, forget my flow and stuff. You know what I'm saying? I didn't want to take from his flow either. So I just wanted to have Lecrae have his, you know what I'm saying, spot. Even though it's not about that, but I don't know. Like, I don't know. I like his music though. But I really like Andy Mineo because just the style of it, like it's like I feel like Andy Mineo's cool. I like that.
Yeah, I feel you, bro. You know, it's funny because I have no idea who you're talking about because I don't listen to gospel rap at all. But like, you know, I mean, like you said, the whole testimony is about your life and what you do and what you put out there. So I feel you. I feel you 100%. I was just asking questions. You know how I do.
Yeah. But are you good? But like, if you listen to Eminem and them, like, it's hard to listen to somebody like with that on that type of level of rap, bro. Like, you listen to Eminem, like, you're not gonna be like, okay, you gonna have to find a gospel rapper that raps better or like Eminem or something to get my
address. But that might be us. That might be us, though. That might be
that's
you and
what
me,
I'm
though.
Trying to do, though. Yeah, that's what I'm trying to do. You know what I'm saying? That's exactly
literally
what I'm trying to be because nobody's like in that area is like that. So that's why I'm not afraid to say I was inspired by these people because if it wasn't for these people, I wouldn't be the better rapper that I am today. You know what I'm saying? Like
exactly.
And yeah, man. So,
all right. So tell me, you said you've been through a lot of things, man. And you know, most of the individuals that are out here that are going to listen to this are aspiring artists as well as individuals that just love independent music. It's like the major industry is whack. You know what I'm saying? It's dead.
Yeah.
And radio, FM radio is pretty much saturated by, you know, people that are paying to get their music heard, even though that's illegal.
Mm-hmm.
But that's just how it is. So, you know, when it comes to your trials and tribulations, how did you overcome, aside from, I mean, of course we already know God had you and he put it down for you, but how were you able to do it, like, on a human level?
And I don't mean to sound cliche, but it was all God, because I couldn't tell you, I can't do it on my, in my human, I don't understand it, you know what I'm saying, like, and I know it's probably just because my, like, you know, my family prayer, granny praying. My granny sent me a prayer on Facebook every day. I know it's somebody
that's
praying to help
right
me
there.
Go through it, bro, because, whew, I couldn't tell you. I was out there, like, there's no way. Like, the only way is because, I don't know, like, I never had a father, really, you know what I'm saying? And when my mom was struggling and always saying, God's the father, God's the father, God's the father, it just stuck in my head, so I'm just like, well, if he provides like y'all say, and you know what I'm saying, he does this like y'all say, then I guess he is my father, because that's all I hear. I don't see a father, but I hear that God's my father, so I just stuck with it, because when my mom would say that, I would see the hope in her, you know what I'm saying? So
yeah.
It's like, if we're going through all this craziness, right, if we're going through all this craziness and my mom's still saying Jesus, Jesus, then I guess it's what it is. I just guess it's what life is. I don't know. I'm young. You know what I'm saying? But I had to hit rock bottom and find the Holy Spirit myself to understand that he was real. And that was just, I don't know. I know I didn't do it myself because, you know, being in the world, I don't know how to, you know, get my life right without somebody coming to me. So, and telling me about the Holy Spirit and everything. So it was just people, really. It was people that was showing their love to me. And that's why now that I know what I know, I want to give my love back to them. You know what I'm saying? It's all about love, bro.
I respect that.
That's what God is. God's love.
It's all love. It ain't nothing else to it. You know, if you ain't got no love in your life, then you can never understand God or be able to accomplish the dreams or anything that people want to do. People out here trying to do this and do that, but they ain't got no love in their heart. They ain't got no respect for the individual that put it in our hearts. So they'll never have what they want. They're just always running in circles, you know? And it's just, it's something different in what you and I have. You know, you being able to recognize that will always make you better than the rest. I can guarantee you that. So I also want to ask you, let's say that the music industry is like, oh my God, you're so freaking hot. We need you. And what you gonna do? What you gonna do?
Man, at first, I ain't gonna lie, I was right there with it, you know what I'm saying? But I was in this recent ministry, man, where I thought it was gonna be like that. And, you know, being in the traveling ministry, I'm thinking we're good, but God showed me a lot about myself and in the ministry with other people that, nah, this is realer than what it is. And he broke that off of me because, you know, like, even if they did it now, it's going to be hard not to, you know.
Every temptation is sensation, right?
You know what I'm saying? So the thing is, that was my most inspiration. You know what I'm saying? Like, listening to Lil Wayne and seeing Young Money, and that was the most thing that got me excited about rapping. Like, and hold on a second. That was the most thing excited. So I'm thinking, like, man, that was me and my friends' goals, was go to Young Money, getting Young Money. And now I've been through more trials and tribulations, and God's put me through seasons in life, and then, you know, realizing my identity and then going back and how things are now compared to then, like, Lil Wayne is, like, I don't know what's going on, but to me, I can feel it because I feel like Lil Wayne's my brother. Like, I looked up to him as much as to say I feel Lil Wayne's my bigger brother that I never had.
I understand what you mean, man. I mean, that was the same thing I felt with Pac, but he did.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right. So with Lil Wayne, man, like, I'm saying this as a brother. Like, I was Lil Wayne's brother. Like, now I'm seeing that stuff is not going right with the company. And it's like, that was kind of like their family. You feel me? And now it's like family's being broken up. And it's like, bro, this is sad as heck, bro. This is not
I can't believe it's happening.
You know what I'm saying? I just not what I ever thought would happen. Like, Lil Wayne down, Lil Wayne mentally, you know what I'm saying, defeated because he can't put out
some drugs, man. It's drugs, bro. It ain't really got nothing to do with the business. At this point, it ain't got nothing to do with the business with Lil Wayne. It's all about the drugs and the way he living his life. He got money in his pocket, and he don't know how to handle it. And that's one thing that people don't get it. You know what I'm saying? Once you finally get where you're going, because the talent is going to be paid for, you're going to get what you're worth. But if you can't handle that and you don't have no foundation, like you said, when it comes to Christ and it comes to the Most High, you're in trouble. Like, literally, you're in trouble.
Right. And, you know, and I ain't saying this to Judge Wayne. I don't know about the, I mean, I'm not knocking your opinion, but it's like, I know he's doing drugs, but I was really talking about, like, just the, how can I explain it? Like,
you don't have to explain it, bro.
I was watching interviews, and I was seeing how, like, the people were saying what happened, what really happened with the legal, with the situation. And they said that Wayne's manager was saying that, you know, they tried to put out Carter 5, but I feel because me doing this studying, I researched and I seen that, you know, Cash Money wasn't paying the producers that on Lil Wayne's album that he was putting out.
You know, Manny Fresh left for a reason.
Right. So they messed up the money situation on Wayne's part. And now they want, like, if I feel like if Carter 5 drops, I feel like they just going to drop it and use all that money to pay off the debt that they never paid for and leave Lil Wayne broke. And Wayne done put out his hardest work.
He's never going to be broke.
And that, well, you know what I'm saying? But that's, well, not broke, but at the same time, like, if he puts out his Carter 5 album and they pay for all the fees that they really owe, like, that's a chunk of money they already spent with, like, then and there. Like, I feel like, and I feel like that's why they not letting Wayne go, because they know if he puts his album out, it's going to make so much money and they get to pay off their fees and leave Wayne whatever's left. You know what I'm saying? I don't feel, that's why I feel like he's mentally defeated. Like, you know what I'm saying? Cause it's like, dang, like, I would never expect this if this is my goal to be Young Money. You feel me? So when you said, long story short, when you said, will you be all hyped about it, somebody, like, really, man, I just want to go. My goal is to get to where I need to, but one of the goals is to meet Lil Wayne or Kanye West or Drake and have a talk with them. You know what I'm saying? Sit down, talk with them, have a real conversation and be their friends and take a picture. You know what I'm saying? And just get to know them. And I want them to know that I can rap and everything. And we meet on that mutual level. And you know what I'm saying? I'm good. It's no longer I want to be in this or be in that. Because I don't know the situation, but at the same time, man, this life is so short, like, it's temporary, so I'm not really, I just want to meet these people to know, you know what I'm saying, so they could see how real I am, I see how real they are, and we be real friends, and and family, that's what it's about, you know what I'm saying, and the reason why I say that is because nowadays, bro, I realize, like, that these people was looking for their identity the whole time when I was looking for mine, like when I was younger, bro. Cause I see it in their music now, even Drake. If you put in Drake's new album, right? His first song is talking about keep the family close. Who's my family now? Like, who can I trust? The second song is talking about, and in that song, he was talking about like, you know what I'm saying? I'm out here in LA. I don't know what's going on, but out in Tennessee with my dad is where I belong. Like, he's still, once his dad in his life, he's still, they're searching for identity. Lil Wayne kept saying, Birdman's my dad. Birdman's my dad. That's my daddy. They're looking for a dad in their life. Like, you know what I'm saying? That could be, or family. They just want family, just like I want family. So it's like, the only difference is, I don't feel like they know their identity. They don't recognize their identity. They don't recognize they were created by God. You feel me? And that's what it is. Even Eminem. Eminem talks about how his dad wasn't in his life. And that's why we relate. Right. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's why I looked up to them artists and I related to them artists, because I went through the same things they went through. Not because they're the way they rap all the way. Like, I love their talent, but it was more than that. Because it's like, yeah, they can rap, but why am I so drawn to them? And I'm watching more interviews and listening to more music. And I'm realizing everybody, even Kanye, you know what I'm saying, went a little insane because his mom died and everything. And I would have went insane, too, if my mom died. I'm just relating to these people. You know what I'm saying? Like, because I feel like they're my big brothers. You know what I'm saying? Like, really, like, we may never met each other. You know what I'm saying? We may agree, disagree on a lot of things. But at the same time, it's about we all family. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can't judge Lil Wayne or nobody because I don't know them. You know what I'm saying? I want to know them. You know what I'm saying? And everything. Like, I can't. You feel me, though?
I feel you 100%, man. It's a lot of things, you know what I'm saying? One of the things that I'm, like, makes me a little different from everybody else is that I did have a father that was very, 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 like, you know, he trained me to think a certain way.
And yeah, that's good.
Same thing that you're saying people are looking for. Same thing you're saying people are looking for. I have that. So I pass that on. That's why we're here on the radio right now, because of a man it was in my life. And one advice that I want to pass on to the audience is that it doesn't matter whether you have a father or not. There are certain ways to do things and there's certain ways that you shouldn't do things. And you have to find it out for yourself regardless. No matter whether your father is there or not, you're going to have to figure that out for yourself. So let's move on to a subject that we can really relate to, which is your career and what you're going to do with your career and how you're going to influence the individuals that are listening to you. Right now you have a platform. So, we're going to finish this interview up. What do you want to tell the audience about you and why they should be following you?
Man, just follow me because I'm trying to, no matter what, at the end of the day, it's all love here, bro. Like, with everybody, I love everyone. It's all love, man. I just want to be able to help people, man. I got a heart for people because I've been in ministry. I've been in traveling ministry, and I've been in a lot of places, like, and I just seen the love that's been, you know, either there or not there. You know what I'm saying? The brokenness and everything, and I just want everybody to know, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's love. Like, you know, I want them to know that there's somebody that's been through the same thing they've been through. And if I haven't been through some of the things they've been through, then there's somebody that still understands and loves them. Like, you know what I'm saying? Just the love of the Father through me to people, man.
That's the truth, man. I understand it 100%. Because, you know, there's people out here that listen to you, and they say, you know, okay, well, I didn't have a father either. But I need you to be strong for me so that I can get the influence from you to not worry about not having a father, you know, because,
yeah,
you know, it's a, you know, it happens, you know, that's America nowadays, you know, people don't have dads, you know, and especially the Black community, but we need you to step up and be like, you know what? I am the individual that overcame that.
Right.
That's what they want from you.
And that's through Jesus Christ, because you know why? You know what's crazy, bro? It's crazy how we cannot even go to the Father without Jesus. And who is Jesus?
Exactly.
God's Son. God's Son. So I'm just being a son. So to show you who Jesus is, so you can know who the Father is. You know what I'm saying? And it's so crazy how that operates. That's why we're important. That's why you're important. That's why people in the world is important. That's why I'm important, because God made us and He created us for a reason. You know what I'm saying? We're not just here. He still has us here because He is gracious enough to want us to know the identity. You know what I'm saying? He wants us to know our identity, and that's why He has us here. That's why we're still breathing. Because some people are like, "Why am I still here? Why am I still here?" Because He's still waiting for you to come to Him to find your identity, so you can understand what to do and His plans for life for you. Because all this is temporary, but with Him, it's going to be for eternity. You know what I'm saying? And
you have your Father now. He is your Father, and He will always be the
Father.
He will be stronger than any human being that you will ever meet.
Exactly.
You have the power right now. He brought you to me, and He's going to continue to bring you to people. He wants you to go ahead and use what He gave you, for sure. So we got Rizzle on the phone. Real Rizzle?
Yes, sir. It's really reality, but Rizzle is what they call me, like Drake, Drizzy, Wayne, Weezy. They say Rizzle. But it's really reality, and real is reality for short. So...
reality is the most important thing in life, because, you know, he put us in the Garden of Eden. He didn't put us in Disneyland, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's all good,
bro. Man.
So what I want to do is, if you can just at least give some shout outs to your fans and the individuals that are following you and supporting you.
Oh, yeah, man. Thank y'all for supporting me. Thank y'all for liking the page. Thank y'all for listening to the music. I hope it reaches to y'all, and I just hope that y'all get the message, and y'all find y'all's identity, and understand that no matter what happened to you, it's going to be okay if you just give your life to God. And I know that sounds so cliche, bro, because people can just say that, but after you give your life to God, that don't mean problems stop. It's still going to be, you know what I'm saying? It's still going to be this, still going to be that, but...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I just want people to know that they do have a Father. They are loved. They are loved, and they do have a Father, even though they didn't have a Father in their life. And that's basically, like you said, I'm glad you said that, because that's basically what I want to tell fans. Like, y'all have a Father, even though you never had a Father. That's a 100, bro.
I
like
that, bro. You just made me realize that, honestly. That's what your goal, that's what your calling is, honestly. It's definitely that. So just make sure you focus on that, man. I'm telling you, man, you got something with that. You could turn it into a billion-dollar empire, and He will allow you to do that without any doubt or any kind of criticizing. He wants you to do that, you know? I'm telling you.
Last thing I want to tell you, I just came back to a question you asked before. You said the comedian thing.
Yeah.
I always felt like if I was a pastor, then my testimony would be told like a comedian tells us like a joke. You know what I'm saying? That's yes. another thing that connects me with the people. Like I can rap on the stage and they know I rap, but a comedian still connects with the people without music and talking to them. You know what I'm saying? And making yes, them sir. Laugh and making them seem like everything's okay and all that. Like that's why I really like that, because me talking about my life and hearing other people talk about their life is so real, bro, that it's just, you just gotta laugh at it, because the devil wants you to feel depressed and all that. You know what okay. I'm saying? But once you talk about the story, like, man, check out what happened to me, man. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
exactly.
And people relate to that and make them laugh. They understand who you are. They understand that you're not a person judging them or just saying this, you know what I'm saying, just to say it. They understand who you really are, your purpose, like, and people need that. We all need that. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, man. You got people behind you right now, bro. You in the early stages of the game, and you still got people backing you, and you're whatever you're doing is out here. It's being heard. You got in touch with me somehow. You got a manager. You're doing the right things. I just want to support you. I want to encourage you to keep doing what you're doing. I want you to identify your testimony. I want you to make sure people are clear about what you're saying to them, and you will right. never have a problem. I promise you that. Yeah, I will always be here to help, too.
Son, bro. And I was about to say that, too. Yeah, we need to link up, man. But that's why I said I'm a son off rip, to make that clear. Because I'm not telling people I'm this or that. Nothing less, nothing more but that. God gave his only son because he loved the world. You know what
you
I'm saying?
Say it.
I'm just a
you
son,
better say
bro.
It. And when you get your Tyler Perry thing together, let me know, because I want to put a wig on and get some money. You know what I'm saying? Let me know, bro.
Like, yeah,
I'll be
yeah,
down.
Bro.
I will be
bro,
down for
whatever
sure.
Whatever I can do to help people, bro. It's not
it's
even about
good.
Myself anymore. Like, I hope this, you know what I'm saying? I declared that this show will blow up because we're having this, you know what I'm saying, conversation. Like, anything I could do to help people, bro, like, I realize, like, because you know what I'm saying, before I had all this ego and not even me having
yeah.
ego, my friends around me had an ego with all that
right,
stuff
right,
and now
right.
I'm just like, you know what, life's too short for that. Whatever I could do to help people, even if they not helping me or they are helping me, man, like, we doing it. Like, I don't care if it's a show that's never been a show before, it's gonna be known now, you know what I'm saying?
I mean,
so,
real, I mean, like, the Most High gave us his son, and his son made an identity that we all need to follow. So we're trying to all do that. You know, he wasn't around here talking about his ego. You know what I'm saying? He was out here on the streets, you know what I'm saying, messing with the ratchets and the disabled and all that stuff. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, we just got to follow his lead, you know, for real.
Right,
that's
bro. Like,
successful.
Like, what's the name? Jesus, his bloodline. One of his great 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 grandmas was a prostitute.
Exactly.
And that's Jesus. See what I'm saying? She was a prostitute, and Jesus
he
still came
caring
the
about
bloodline
that.
Of her.
Right.
You know
he
what I'm saying?
About
and I say that because one of my friends, he was like, he was talking to me about the situation and how, you know, he was hurt because like his mom was selling her body on the street. And me and him was in ministry together, and that made me realize like that, like, man, God still loves you, your mom, everything, man, because and don't even feel like you're you know what I'm saying, you're not of God, because Jesus' bloodline, his great 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 grandma was a prostitute, bro. Like, it don't
we all human.
What you did, bro. We human.
Once Adam and Eve sinned, it was over with for everybody. So whatever we can get at this point is good.
Right.
You know what I'm saying, like. We in 2016, man. We long time from that particular point. So whatever we can get from that point, we're going to take that and we're going to pass it on to the next man. And we're going to do like the apostles did. You know, we're going to be righteous individuals that don't let the bad guy overcome us. That's the whole idea. So can you please let people know where they can find you at again online? Yeah, it is. All that.
Yeah. Go on Facebook. Facebook is one, and that's R-E-A-L space R-Y-Z-Z-L-E. Add me on Instagram. That's R-Y-Z-Z-304. Again, R-Y-Z-Z-304. SoundCloud is Real Rizzle, R-E-A-L space R-Y-Z-Z-L-E. And that's basically what I promote and everything. I know I have a Twitter and everything else, and I don't really know how to work Twitter and the other pages, cool, but I'm still learning those. But that's basically where you can find the music, though.
That's cool, man. We're looking forward to following you and learning more about you and actually learning from you, you know, with your words, you know. So, you know, I may seem a little aggressive sometimes, but, you know, I'm really here for all of us as well. You know, everybody has different personalities.
Too, bro.
Yeah, it's all good. I'm old, man. I'm 35, so I'm old, man. I've been through it, you know. So I done went through the industry and seen what it's looked like. And, you know, I know record labels. I know how they do you. I know individuals that work for record labels. I know how they do you. I mean, you know, so I kind of separate myself from what you've seen and what you've heard. You have to do it for yourself, literally.
Mm-hmm. I have a word for you, man, and it's as simple as this. It's just be a father to those who don't have fathers.
Man, I'm loving it. I don't have kids, man, so, you know, I mean, I have to. I mean, my time is dwindling, and if I don't pass it on, then what, you know?
Because by you saying you had a father, that kind of helped me look at you as a mentor. You know what I'm saying? Because that's what the world needs, bro. They need somebody who has even if you're not a father, you having a father, you can teach somebody some good wisdom, man.
I teach them what they taught me. You got that right. Pass that on.
It's hard for me to do that part because I didn't have a father. I know the father.
You have
Jesus.
It. You have it though.
I have the father. But you know more of how a human father,
yes.
A human father is supposed to, you know what I'm saying, how it operates, how we rock, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a blessing, you know what I'm saying? And
it is a blessing. Yes, you're right.
I still know it, but I ain't gonna lie, I'm still learning that. Like, I have a mentor that's trying to teach me that, and I'm still struggling, but, you know, I know that it's gonna break off a lot, and it's gonna help me a lot. So
well,
I can be a father to those.
I can tell. You'll be fine. You'll be fine. I think it's a little bit overrated to a certain extent, you know what I'm saying? But, like, I do appreciate what I had, and I'm trying to pass it on. But one of those things about passing it on is that you got to teach them that it's not that serious. You're a man. Just be yourself. You know what I'm saying? Be yourself, man. It's in you. You continue to pass it on. It's confidence. That's all it really boils down to is confidence. You know, somebody says that I taught you this. You do what I tell you to do, and now you're confident enough to pass it on to the next man. That's all. It ain't nothing else to it, really, for the real.
Right. And it's as simple as that.
Yeah. It's imitation, man. If you imitate the person in front of you. You might not, like, you say Lil Wayne, yeah, take a little bit from him, take a little bit from that person, take a little bit from Cube, take a little bit from Pop, you know what I'm saying? Pick a man and take it. Pick it and take it. Imitate it, and it's yours, and you can pass it on to anybody. Because you'd be surprised. You think that you might be younger than me, but you'll be surprised that it's going to get worse for the people younger than you. And so you're going to be a father figure for everybody younger than you in a minute. Just wait on it, and you'll have that.
I see that.
Yeah, you're going to have that in a minute. They're going to be looking for you to help them.
Right.
So get ready, bro. It's your time. It's your time.
I receive that, bro.
Me too, man. I receive it as well from you. You know, you taught me some things as well. So I appreciate that. I would love to follow up with you and to be able to connect with you. I would like to do a song with you as well. So let's work on some things.
Oh, that's cool. I was about to say, man, just you in Ohio.
She just played the samples instead of playing.
It's going to be
crazy.
It's going to be crazy.
It's going
to
be crazy now.
Yo, in 1990 there was a woman from D.C. who had just moved all the way to White Sulphur Springs. Redbone, more precious than a ruby ring. Michelle Wallace was her name. She had a lot of men in her life who wasn't treating her right. The type that only wanted somebody to sleep with at night. One day at Job Corps, she prayed to God to have a boy. A girl lost in the world, wanting and eating joy. A couple of months after she went to a party, it was probably a lot of people with shots of Bacardi or Henny to get the party started and keep it going. I can only imagine everybody going ham over a song like Go DJ on the ones and twos and Mike like Back in the day, long story short, she conceived a baby on New Year's. By a guy she thought was cute and liked the way he danced, and David Mosley was his name. And this is my side of the story, my side of the story, my side of the story, my side of the story. To my God be the glory. This is my side of the story, 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 my side of the story. To my God be the glory. This is my side of the story, my side of the story. Yo, October 8th, 1991, 2:38 in the morning, there was born a son in the building of women and children's Charleston, West Virginia. Yep, that's me. Before that, my dad went to see one of his girls, but thought of my mom, so he stopped by and saw her on the couch hunched over, and he said, "You about to have the baby?" She said, "No, I'm not out." She grabbed her hand and called her friend and said to pick them up now. Her water broke and she ain't even know it. Wow. Went to the hospital but couldn't get nothing out. They said, "We may do a C-section." She said, "What?" A huff and a puff and a push and a plow. Pop goes the weasel. I was out of there in no time. My granny ran in the room surprised saying, "I seen the baby, so cute." Then my mother replied, "Nah, mommy's right here." Oh, it's crazy how he looks like Uncle Danny, and most of the family was there, like Granny, Danny, Junior, Jason, Mom, Buffy, and a friend Jay. Meanwhile, everybody is arguing angrily about if my name should be David or Rasante. But chose David because it's in the Bible, but David what? Not Junior, so what's it gonna be? And it ended up being David Leonard, Amon Ross Mosley. I was like, nah, I'm just playing. Long story short, my mother and father moved off of the block on the east into an apartment on the hill, and City Park was the place. And this is my side of the story, my side of the story, my side of the story, my side of the story. To my God be the glory. This is my side of the story, 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 my side of the story. To my God be the glory. This is my side of the story, my side of the story. Yo, in 1992 I was one and my mother didn't know what to do. It was just God, her, and her son. My father was doing anything he wanted to do, getting away scot-free, so it was clear he wasn't the one. A couple of months later, Uncle Danny was coming because he moving in, so my father was moving out. Months later, my mom's friend Cheryl bought me my first pair of shoes, and Danny came around with his own child. I was too young to know it, so long story.